What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides an open forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that intersect, confront, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield. American Indian-derived names, mascots, and logos have a long history in the United States. Indian-themed mascots have been a tradition for thousands of school and pro sports teams in the U.S. Indian names and images are on grocery store products, automobiles, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles. They are literally in every corner of life in America. Joining me here at the roundtable to discuss Native American mascots, I welcome three students from Florida High. Lauren Nabel. Lauren is a graduating senior. She's into the yearbook and SGA and softball.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Chaslyn Aspel. She is a graduating senior. She's cheerleading, SGA, and music.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Jasmine Espinoza. She's in the 10th grade at Florida High, SGA, music, and math.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming. It's estimated that about 900 elementary, middle, and high schools across the U.S. use Indian-themed mascots for their sports team. Many schools say the mascots and logos are a vital part of their identity. They say they represent honor rather than disrespect. But many American advocates see the logos and mascots as an insult, as a stereotypical representation of their culture. In 2005, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, identified 19 universities with names it considered hostile or abusive to Native Americans. In June 2014, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office stripped the Washington Redskins of its trademark registration, saying, and I quote, "This racial designation based on skin color is disparaging to Native Americans." What do you think about the use of Native American-themed mascots and logos and names?
I personally don't see anything wrong with it. It's just a mascot that represents a team. Mm-hmm. And they're not making fun of the tribe whatsoever. So I honestly don't see anything wrong.
Okay. Yes.
Well, us being the Florida High Seminoles, you know, the Seminoles is kind of like our pride. Like, we take pride in being a Seminole. And, you know, there's nothing that we do that's, you know.
Well, I'm not thinking so much about you all, because you are a special situation, okay? I mean, and that Florida State University has secured official permission from the two remaining Seminole tribes, the Seminole Tribe of Florida and the Seminole Tribe of Oklahoma. And so Florida State remains the only NCAA school exempt from the whole ban. Okay. The state Seminole tribe endorses the mascot, and they help with Chief Osceola's garb and his makeup. And in return, Florida State provides scholarships and reduced tuition. But, okay, it's still a very controversial issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Florida State is the exception. So I'm not so much focusing particularly on Florida State, but on just the whole issue of using these names. What do you think, Jasmine?
I think if, like, the Seminoles got permission, then it's perfectly fine. But other schools that, if they're not disrespecting the Indians, mm-hmm. I don't think there's, or the Native Americans, I don't think there's really any problem with it. But if they have been, proven to make stereotypes or anything that's considered disrespectful, then I think they definitely should find a way to change it, or at least make it less, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Well, Native Americans, if you think about it, have been exploited since Europeans arrived on the continent. Now, do you see this just as a continuation of exploitation?
I don't think it's as bad as what they used to put the Native Americans through. Because now, I mean, Native Americans, they're going to.
It's like a little racism, not a whole lot.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, but I guess it's racist, but it's not like I don't. They're not putting them on the spot. I guess you can say they're not making it so they might feel uncomfortable, but I don't think it's. They're using it as pride and like. For football teams or basketball teams or anything, mm-hmm. they're using it as, like, we're proud, like, this is prideful because they're playing a sport and they want it to be positive, not so much negative.
And that's a good point that you do raise because that is one of the retorts, one of the replies that these schools that do still use them will say that we are not using it in a negative way. We don't mean anything negative. But if the Native Americans feel that it's negative, if they feel that it's exploitation, I mean, what do you say? I mean, for example, is there any honor? Is there any real honor to their use? What's the honor in, for example, the Rickert Redskins? Mm-hmm. They changed their name well over 10 years ago to the Rickert Raiders, okay? They didn't see any honor in saying Redskins. Redskins has a negative connotation. There is nothing positive that you can say about Redskins. I don't care where you're coming from. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they changed it. I mean, but is there honor in using those names?
It just depends how or what the name sounds like and how it's portrayed. Mm-hmm. Like Redskins, now that I think about it, does sound kind of racist, and they could have come up with, like, possibly a better name mm-hmm. other than that. But I can see where you're coming from now, just the Redskins and how mm-hmm. they needed to change it. So,
all right. Do you see that it has any honor?
It just depends on how you're portraying it. I mean, I can understand, you know, if you make it sound like I understand the name itself sounds bad, but it just, mm-hmm. I feel like it doesn't, it's not necessarily a bad thing until you, like, cross that line. Like, I feel like there's a line.
But where's the line? That's it. And all of you are, I understand, I really do understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're trying to say. But I want you to think about it and take it a step further. Where is the line? None of you are Native Americans, okay? So, where is the line that you are talking about that we cross?
I think.
And how do, I mean, you know, how do we define that line?
I think, like, when we don't get a certain tribe's permission, maybe, or something, or.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't know. Like, uh-huh. if we get permission from that tribe, and then they'll have their say on it, and then we're like, okay, we don't want to disrespect you, so we're not going to do it. So, I don't know. I just.
Well, a lot, I guess, oh. Back in, like, the early, around 2005 or so, like mm-hmm. I said, there were about 6,500 teens, high school, you know, that were named, had Indian names, okay? Now it's down to, it's no more than, I think, about 900. So that's been a major change, okay? Comments? You're smiling. Nobody can see you. Well, let me pose another question to you. Okay. Some have said that they resist the changes due to financial reasons. Do you see finance as a valid reason for resistance if a group finds these names offensive? Stereotypical, if they have a very negative connotation. Because when I say finance, I mean, like, think of, like, the professional teams. You'd have to change everything. I mean, financially, okay. It would be, and I guess even high school teams, as far as that's concerned, they would have to change so much of it.
That's not really a valid answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finance, that's just not even a good answer at all. Like, for their reason to change, it would have to be, the tribe got offended, or some people got offended saying, hey, change your name, but mm-hmm. just because you have to change all the mascots, jerseys, and everything, that's not even good.
Yeah, and just changing all the copyrights, everything, you know. But that's also been a response mm-hmm. that this is not that simple. It's not just, oh, we go, we change the name. You know, it has a lot of ramifications, like dominoes. You put one mm-hmm. and it just starts rolling. So I wondered how you felt about that. Jasmine, you look like you're pensive.
I think I agree with Lauren. I feel like it's just an excuse. Like, if you're going to take on the, I don't want to say priority, but if you're going to, like, choose that group, that tribe, to mm-hmm. make your mascot, then you should at least consider what they have to say. And if they want to change or if they don't want you to use it anymore, I feel like you should be right on top of it and be like, okay, we'll definitely change it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you feel that Native American names refer to strength and pride? Because some of the supporters have said that, well, using these Native American names, you know, refer to the strength and the pride that exists within these people.
Maybe their mentality state. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Like mm-hmm. the Indians or the Native Americans, they're strong people. I mean, they don't live off electronics and everything, but I guess they're just using them as like, we're tough, we're strong, both physically and mentally, we can do anything. I guess it brings up their team, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there and see what you think.
Possibly.
What do you think?
I mean, I agree with Lauren. I mean, I feel like the name itself isn't, like, signifying pride. I just think it's, you know, thinking back to, like, when Native American tribes, like, you know, had all, like, the everything they've been through, like, in the past. And then people use it now to say, like, look where they were now. Like, we want to, you know, step up and, like, be, like, I mean, like, prideful. But it's, like, not the name itself. It's just, like, the actions that the Indians and the Native Americans did. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the teams are, like, wanting to follow that. That's why they say, like, oh, we're the Seminoles. Like, we're, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you.
And then people could, like, I don't have a side. I don't want to say, like, I have a side. But people could take what Chaslin said and be, like, well, then change the mascot. And then maybe so many other teams will follow after you. Because mm-hmm. that could show, like, pride, or that could show power, strength, and actually doing what they want you to.
Okay. Those are all valid points. You tuned in to 411 Teen. And this hour, we are examining Native American names and mascots and logos, looking at if it's a continuation of exploitation, you know, is it a reason to resist using these names? We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. In 2005, the National Collegiate Athletic Association forced schools, identifying 19 universities with names, they considered them hostile and abusive. And they forced, these schools were encouraged to change their names. The teams could keep their names if they got permission from the tribe. Otherwise, they would have to find a new name or be excluded from hosting championships. And that's when Florida State secured the permission and got the support, okay? So, again, I emphasize that they have, you know, crossed every T and dotted every I, mm-hmm. and so they have done that. But the question remains, is the use of Native American names in mascots and logos disparaging?
No, it's not. Like I said earlier, like, there's that fine line. Like, I could see, like, if, you know, Florida State has the Indian running out on the horse and, like, he mm-hmm. throws a spear in the middle of the, mm-hmm. in the middle of the field. I could see, like, that to me, that's prideful. That's, like, something that pumps people up. I could see, like, if another team, like, had an Indian running out and, like, threw the headdress on the ground and started burning it. Like, that would be, I could see where
so
that
would. So you're
saying
it's the behavior.
It's the behavior. It's the actions. It's not the actual logos. It's what follows.
Yeah, it's how they portray it, how they make it come out to seem. Like, because if you, the team itself can make it completely different than it really is. Because only people see what you're actually doing. They can they look at a picture and they can or a logo and take it some. That's what you think when you're seeing it. But when the when Chief Osceola comes out and there's a spear, that's powerful. Like you go to a football game and you everyone's screaming in the stands. But like Chaslyn said, if someone comes out and burns a headdress or if does anything like that, that's you're doing that for your like that's going to make people
that's
not want to support
disrespectful.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking all kind of like, no, I agree. Nobody
yeah.
can see you, Lauren. But we're telling you, we can tell you're in deep thought.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what Chaslyn said. Just how you portray it and how the fans act to it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all cheering, you're all excited, and your actions speak louder than words, basically. Mm-hmm. So just got to respect the mascot and don't go overboard. And
okay. Do you think the use of the names then pay homage to Native American people? The use of, we're using, does it do that?
It doesn't really do anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
At all, actually. But we just like to use them as a mascot for pride, I don't know, like you said. It makes us feel better, and yeah, it doesn't do anything for the Native Americans at all.
Okay. Many of the high schools and middle schools that had Indian Native American names or mascots or logos have resolved their whole mascot issue. However, it's real interesting when you look at professional sports, okay? And, for example, the Atlanta Braves, the Cleveland Indians. I mean, those are just a couple. What is it? The Utah Utes. Why do you think it's so hard to make the change at the professional level?
Probably because you're talking to a different audience. You know, at high schools, it's people our age. In middle school, it's people younger than us. You know, they don't really know, like, anybody. You know, they're just like, oh, Seminoles, like, go Seminoles. They don't really know, like, you know, they probably don't really understand fully what the Seminole tribe actually
backstory.
Is. Backstory. But, you know, when you're talking about professional sports, you're applying to everybody, like, of all ages. And, you know, it's a bigger change for them because they know, like, what an Indian is. They know, like, everything about it. So I feel like it's different for them, like, in a professional level because you're applying to more people rather than just high school age people.
Okay. What do you think?
Some of those sports have changed their logos differently. I know the Atlanta Braves used to be like an Indian face, I think. Mm-hmm. But now it's what is that?
It's like a tomahawk.
So I think even like the slightest change like that, like you don't have to change your name or change everything completely, but that can even be somewhat like that would make the Native Americans probably feel much better than leaving it. Like I think a face is more because they make it so stereotypical, like with the Redskins, and like they just make it so stereotypical instead of actually what they might actually look like. Because not all of them look exactly how the logos look or everything, how they make it out to be. So I think even the slightest change, like the Atlanta Braves said, that could mean
it
so much
does
more.
Okay. You agree, Laura?
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the message, though, is it stereotyping minorities? Are we sending the message? Because that's what these names are doing. Okay, y'all all agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So are we sending the message that it's okay to stereotype? When we say, well, it's all right, long as they're not doing, but are we sending that message? Because that's what I'm saying. I want you to take it just a little bit further than just what you see. Because what is not said?
Yeah.
What's the message that's conveyed by maintaining that particular behavior?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it doesn't apply to you, but what about the person who it does apply to?
I mean, I could see where you're coming from, where you're saying, like, it's sending a message to the minorities. But then again, I also feel like, you know, kind of like FSU, they've gotten permission. They've, you know, they've dotted all their I's, you know, crossed their T's. Like, you know, stuff like that, that's okay. But, like, if, you know, like I said earlier, like if they're doing like disrespectful actions, then that and people like don't take any notice to it, then I feel like that's when, you know, you're sending the message that it's okay to discriminate against the minorities and stereotyping. Like, but I feel like just in general, I don't think that we're sending the message that it's okay to stereotype, because I feel like you have to like make it.
You have to put two and two together.
Yeah.
You can't look at a picture or something and you have to, I feel like you have to hear it from other people, or you have to take it, like, just with all races.
But
like,
actions, and really, I know this is all cliche, you hear it all the time, but your actions really do speak louder than your words. And this is a situation where the actions, you know, associated, what's associated with this name. When I hear Redskins, there's nothing positive in my mind about Redskins.
I just think of people with red skin. Like, I don't think of their and history or anything like that.
There's nothing positive. I mean, maybe it's just escaping me.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that as being very disrespectful. I mean, it would be like saying the N-word. Oh, they're all the know what I mean?
Yeah.
See? So when you start really thinking about it, you know, then...
It's true.
And that's why I went back to, where do we draw the line? You know, because you kept saying, well, and all of you said that, which is okay, but I'm just saying then, okay, if that's what you are going to advocate, that's what you're going to support, then tell me or tell us, everybody, how we draw this line. What's the criteria?
I think it needs to start with listening to the tribe that the name actually comes from. If you're using their name and they don't want you to, then that should automatically be it. That should be, okay, we'll change it. We'll get something else. Because to me, that's where the line is.
Okay. You all agree?
Yeah. I agree. Permission is important. So.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure FSU, Chief Osceola, what he wears is like, it's been like checked by.
Oh, yeah. It's accurate.
I'm saying,
yeah, the Seminole tribe, maybe I didn't say that clearly, they support. They help with the mascot. Mm-hmm. They help with his makeup, even. They advise him on the makeup to make it as authentic as possible.
That's what they should do for all the tribes, then. Like, if not just the Seminole tribe, but, like, any of the Indian tribes that, like, anyone tries to use, they should, like, all be, just like Florida State did, get everything, like, checked off and accurate before they try to, like, just say, oh, we're the...
Make something up.
Yeah, we're the Redskins or whatever, you know?
Well, let's take it to another level. What is politically correct? We don't say, what, the Cincinnati Chinamen or the Boston Blacks.
True.
Wow, I didn't think about that. Wow.
I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Nobody can see
your faces. Too bad we're not on television.
Because you have to. But it's just something that is not as simple as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if we're going to be politically correct, then what do we do?
I don't know. Also, I just thought about, like, why possibly the Indians are mascots. Like, they were here first.
Mm-hmm.
They were here in America first. Mm-hmm. But, like, the China... Whatever, basketball team, I just don't think that would be right either, now that I think about that. And now I think about Indian mascots. It's kind of like the Chinese team, whatever. And that doesn't seem right now. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say about that.
It made you think.
Yeah, it does.
It makes you, you know, when you take it another step... Mm-hmm. It makes you think. It's not as
simple.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really what
more,
you know,
to
I want
it.
Us to look at. That it really is more to it than just that. Do you agree, Jess?
Yeah, I do agree that. I just think it all comes back to the people that started, who came up with, okay, let's use the Redskins as our name. They need to think. I don't think those people are thinking enough, like how you want us to think to the next level. They clearly weren't when they decided this. So I think there should be...
Of course, and it, wait, let me say this. It was, in defense of them, different time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're in a society that is much more sophisticated and much more concerned with being politically correct. So, I mean, I'm just throwing that part
in. Yeah, that's true, too. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like now, since people have gotten so offended by it, and there's such a big, I don't want to say outrage, but, like, there's such a big thing going on about
commotion.
Yeah, commotion. There's people are getting really upset about it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they won't try and fix it or change it.
Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree with them. They couldn't have said it better. I was taking it all in.
That's okay. Let me ask you something else. Do you think, can we maintain the use of Native American mascots and eliminate the negative stereotypes or connotations that are associated with these names?
I feel like it kind of depends.
Okay.
I feel like the actual team and the coaches, like everyone that like came together to say, you know, we are the Florida State Seminoles. I feel like them themselves can put the positive,
mm-hmm.
Outlook on it. But I feel like, I mean, any fan could be, like, you know, taking it to a whole new level.
Okay.
I feel like the teams themselves can make it positive. But I feel like there's always going to be someone out there that says, you know, that's always going to be, like, that racist person or that's going to put a bad slur on something. You know, I think that for the most part it can, but I feel like it'll never fully go away.
Well, just a little piece of information, side information. You all used to be the Florida State Demons.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I almost brought that up earlier.
So you have changed from the Demons to the Seminole, the baby Seminoles.
Yeah,
okay. And that's understandable. I mean, I could see that, you know. But I was told that, and I was like, what? The Demons. Yeah,
I remember, like, on our lunch trays, we actually had, like, a demon, like, figure
on our lunch tray.
And then they took it off, and then, like, when they, I guess, officially changed it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, like, a Florida State, like, the symbol. But that was weird. That was a little weird.
The Demons. And he had little horns or something.
He had a mustache, didn't he?
But, like, just imagine, like, being a kindergartner, like, carrying the lunch tray and, like, looking. That's scary.
I'm glad I changed that.
Yeah. Well, that puts a different twist on things, okay? With the exception, you know, of Florida State, they, again, you know, I'm recognizing they did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're the only ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it should be required to get the approval and to get, you guys can do this, 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 and then maybe, like, say you can't change this and can't change, like, the way the headdress looks. You can't change this about the makeup. But I feel like they need to get the checklist all checked off before they do.
I feel like NCAA should come up with, like, a set of guidelines. Like, you know, like, if you have any kind of Native American tribe as your mascot, you have to follow this, 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 and this. Like, and they all have to do that. And if they can't, then they need to pick a different mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there's supposed to be some kind of guideline.
Let's take it from the NCAA and go take it to the pros. Because NCAA, those teams are really compliant.
Yeah.
Okay. So, back to a question I think I posed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What about these professional teams?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would think, and I'm not a big sports fan, but I would think that they have a lot more clout than the NCAA and, you know, these high school teams.
I think even changing the logo from a person to, like, a symbol, like the Atlanta Braves did, is so much more, like, considering of the tribe than having a person. Because not all of them look how they make them seem.
Right.
They could just have, like, the tomahawk like the Braves do.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I just thought of something completely off topic. I think it's on topic, but it's like not on this question.
Uh-huh.
I think some people like to keep it the way it is for like an intimidation factor. Because like I know that like Florida State, their symbol and our like Florida High symbol is really intimidating. But actually one of the colleges that I applied to, their mascot is the Owls.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, like when you're like oh, we're going to be playing the Owls. Like, you're like, that's so not intimidating. Yeah. Like, you know, I just feel like people.
That's a good point.
That could be.
I just thought about that.
Because they're trying to be. And they are. I mean, that is a point. You're talking about teams who are competing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that could be. Of course, the Owls, now what does that say? A wise old owl.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh, we're tough.
Like, we're the owls. That's what I meant. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
When I hear wise, I think like old people. Right?
Well, but you know, when you think of owl, isn't that what you think of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I didn't know if that was just me. Because owls have that whole connotation of being, you know, wise and knowledgeable and have a lot of stuff that they can add, you know.
I mean, I love owls, but I mean, like,
don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. But it's not intimidating.
Like, okay, but like what I said, you think of an owl and then you think of old people. You don't want to see like old people coming out on a football field. You know what I mean? Like, you want like.
You want somebody that's going to be rough and tough.
Yeah, that's actually going
to be able to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then what I hear you saying is that these names are connected with that kind of image, you know, the Indians who competed and fought and defended, you know.
You're going to picture someone strong and powerful when you think they fought for what they believed in and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to picture someone that can actually do what you want them to do. Actually, I don't want to keep saying like play football, but you know
right.
what I mean.
Right. Do you think there's a difference between a name that's like the Braves versus the Redskins?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brave is, you're brave. Redskins, that's a slur that shouldn't be used.
Okay.
It doesn't sound right. It's just, like, derogatory towards the, like, actual tribe. And brave is like, oh, yeah, we're brave. Everything is, like, cool and, like, strong. So I think braves is a much better term.
Okay, so what I hear you saying that maybe certain names are more acceptable than others.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that goes back to, like, requirements, like what should be allowed and what shouldn't.
Okay. You tuned in to 411 Teen. We will continue this discussion following a brief break. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, weekly program for teens and other interested folks. This hour, I have three students from Florida High. We are discussing Native American mascots. Joining me again at the round table is Lauren Nabel, Chaslyn Aspel, and Jasmine Espinosa. About 900 teams across the U.S. still sport Indian, Native American names. For every corner of American life, there are some exploits that use Native American names. Native American mascots are not just used in sports teams, but they also are in automobile manufacturers, motorcycle and recreation vehicles, grocery store products, apple juice, alcoholic beverages. There's some church names. There's some golf courses. And the list goes on and on and on. Let's look at it at another perspective, not just the sports teams. What about these other products? Is it a good thing? How do you feel about them with other products, with motorcycles or cars or whatever it may be? Is there a different standard there? Or what applies?
I think it's possibly, like, maybe the same standard in some sort of way as sports teams. But the product itself, whatever, like, what motorcycle, like, just...
I can't think of it right now, but
I never heard about that.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah. And there's a starch, for example, that has a Native American name. You know, there's apple ciders.
I don't think they're doing, I don't think they're being disrespectful about it just because I haven't heard such, I haven't it hasn't been such a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like with sports, they're being disrespectful. Some of them are with the names, because like I don't know any names about foods or apple mm-hmm. ciders or apple juices. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's as big of a deal.
Okay, I guess my next question would be then: is it all about the name? And we've kind of talked about this. I mean, team names. We just said, such as Cowboys and Patriots, and, you know, these are Senators are kind of generic, mm-hmm. okay? They do not refer in any kind of negative way to nationality. They don't refer to race. They don't refer to ethnicity. They don't refer to religion. Whereas names like, let me get some names, Fighting Sioux, that's one. They do refer specifically to a nationality and an ethnicity. Does this change the point of the argument when you are specifically zeroing in on a group as opposed to Patriots and mm-hmm. Cowboys? You know, that, again, is generic.
I guess it kind of depends on how you're doing it. If you're, mm-hmm. like, targeting, would you say, the Fighting Sioux?
Mm-hmm.
If you're targeting them in a... If you're not portraying them the way they want to be portrayed, then I feel like it's the same thing that we were talking about with the sports teams. If they're not portraying the mascot the correct way, then, you know, that could become defensive for those kind of people. And I feel like it's the same thing, you know, on food or cars or, you know, any kind of thing that gets put out there for the public. I feel like it doesn't become a big deal until it's not portrayed right, or it's derogatory, or it's degrading, or mm-hmm. anything like that.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is that the control should rest within the group itself, the Native American group itself.
Yeah.
I mean, because if they see it as being negative, regardless of what you or I may see, if they deem that the use of their name is negative, stereotypical, whatever, then we need to make some
changes.
Changes,
yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Desmond.
I feel like it's kind of, it's their name, it's their, you know, ethnicity. If they have a problem with it, then they're the ones that need to say something about it, because, you know, if whoever's, like, making this product, you know, it might not be their intention to, you know, come across with something mm-hmm. bad, but, you know, if they look at it and they're like, wow, that's really rude, like, you know, they have the opportunity and choice to, you know, say, you know, I don't like the way that you're doing that, and I'd like you to change it. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're targeting mm-hmm. it in one person or one group of people, then they're the ones that should be allowed to say something instead of, like, the okay. rest of us.
Okay. Dr. Chris Kantz, I think, he wrote an article, The Truth About American Indian Mascots. And he examines what happens when you mascotize a group of people, you know, when you turn them into mascots. And he's identified three things. He says, one, the group is defined by their race, their ethnicity, their religion, or their nationality. He says, second thing is that the group is depicted, that's depicted is designed by and for profit by people outside the group. So is that other group making profit on this? Okay. The mascotized group reaps no benefit from it whatsoever. And then the third thing he said is that these depictions are inappropriate. They're disrespectful by the majority of the persons within this group. I shared all this with you because I wondered how you felt. Do you feel like these three variables are valid concerns, okay? One, again, if they're depicted and they're defined by their race or their ethnicity or their nationality. The other is, do they get any benefit whatsoever? Now, with the Seminoles, as I shared with you, they do get some benefit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get reduced tuition and scholarships, okay? So do they get any benefit is another question. And, you know, these depictions, are they disrespectful? Are they inappropriate?
It depends how the whole team and the whole mascot's portrayed and how they're mm-hmm. acting. the Seminoles, they get benefits, but I don't know about any of the other tribes. They don't, I'm guessing. They deserve benefits. If we're using, or if a team or a university is using them as their, like, school mascot,
mm-hmm.
they need something that is like a, hey, thanks for letting me, or thanks for letting us use your mascot, your tribe, basically, mm-hmm. as our, like, face of the university. They need something. They can't just, like, take it from, say, hey, we're going to be the Redskins, and then don't give them anything or get any feedback from them.
Okay.
So.
Other comments?
Yeah.
But even then, if they're like, I still don't want you to use it because you could still use it in the wrong way. Because I feel like the Seminoles are very respectable about what they do. Like, they're respected for, I think, for how they use it. So if they're still like, no, I don't want you to do it, then they should still change it, I think.
Okay.
I agree. I mean, if a university uses the Seminoles and...
Well, not just universities. Remember, we moved from the university.
Well, cool. Just
whatever.
Anybody.
Okay.
Like, if anybody or any, you know, any kind of anything uses a certain tribe or says something, like a slogan or something, mm-hmm. I don't know. Just, I feel like, to it, like, they can use it, and, like, if they don't give them, like, any kind of credit for it, it's kind of like, that's kind of, like, disrespectful. So, like, kind of like what Lauren says, I feel like they should get something for it.
Okay. Native Americans are targeted more than any group. It's a type of cultural kind of singularity where it's just, you know, if you're Native American, you know, you all fall into that group. We don't have automobiles named for other groups. So what does that say? What they have, what was the Cherokee? Wasn't that, that's a car?
Or a Jeep Cherokee.
Right, yeah, that's what, it's just coming to me. Yes,
I didn't think about that.
I just thought, it just kind of came to me when we were talking. I was thinking,
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't see how that can be, like, interpreted wrong. You know what I mean? It's a car.
It's
like,
a
how
car.
Can you?
But it's a car, and it's a group of people and their ethnicity, and they named this car after them?
See, I didn't honestly even put that together. Like, yeah. My friend actually drives a Jeep Cherokee.
That's,
you know,
the car right. I want when I finally get my license.
Like, I've never, like, thought, like, oh, that's, like, a Seminole tribe name. Or not a Seminole tribe, American tribe name. Like, I never even put that together. So,
yeah,
I mean, like, I feel like it's not targeting.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Because that's, like, what I said earlier. If I don't think of it that way, then I don't feel like that's wrong.
But if the tribe feels like it's wrong, then
yeah, it could,
something
like,
should
not
be.
Matter
they should
what
voice
I say.
Their
if
opinion.
They're like, I don't like it, then change it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I hear is your general thought is the individuals that we are referring to really should have the last say mm-hmm. on how their name is used.
Definitely yes. agree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. What about owners of teams? When they're asked to explain their position, they often say that it illustrates respect and integrity. So what if you have a class there, and just like you were saying about the Jeep Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
you didn't think of that as negative,
mm-hmm.
but maybe I might not like being likened to a car.
I
can't believe I got you all not saying anything.
I know.
Lauren, you don't have an opinion.
I know. I just, when I, like what they said, when you see a Cherokee, a mm-hmm. Jeep Cherokee, I don't think of an Indian tribe, honestly, but we, like, everyone has an option to say something. If they got offended, then they have all their rights to go and say, hey, we don't like this being portrayed as a car. I don't like that. They can say something, but they have all the rights in the world to say something, but they haven't. I don't think so. So
I keep them separate. Like, if someone said the Cherokee Indians, I don't automatically think of the Jeep. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
They don't go together to me. I know the name's the same,
mm-hmm, yeah.
but I don't think they're portraying them as a car. Like, that just doesn't, I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't make sense, but I don't mm-hmm. think it's wrong.
Okay. All right. Do you think that the use of Native American mascots logos, contributes to the miseducation of everybody regarding cultural practices, the culture of a particular group.
I feel like it kind of gets pushed to the wayside. Like, our generation, mm-hmm. I mean, we were taught in schools, like, you know, this is the Cherokee Indians, this is the Seminole Indians, like, okay. this is the Creek Indians. Like, you learn about all the tribes and, like, the main people, like, in each tribe, like, what they did, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as generations, you know, go, like, the younger generations, I feel like when they start growing up and if they do get taught about Indians in schools, like if a teacher says, oh, we're going to learn about the Seminole tribe, they're going to be like, oh, you mean like the Florida State Seminoles? Like, it's they're like it's going to be like they're
more
not
more of a positive.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
I feel like they're like what it actually is isn't going to be pushed, but it's like they're going to think about like the mascots and stuff that they've seen like mm-hmm. as they've been growing up before they're like, oh, like that was actually like a peep. Those are people. Those mm-hmm. this is what they've done. You mm-hmm. know,
like oh, we were strong.
Yeah,
and,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, you agree
on? Mm-hmm.
What about you, Jasmine?
I do, too. I think it could either be, like, when I hear the Seminoles, it's positive for me. But when I hear the Redskins, it's negative because it's such a not appropriate name. But I don't, that's because I'm older and I've actually learned about it. The children mm-hmm. that are learning about it, if the name, like, say you're in third grade, if they don't change their mascot by then, by the time they're talking about it in middle school, then they're going to think of it as the team mascot. They're not going to know anything negative about it.
Okay. Well, the Society of Indian Psychologists of Americas says the practice is racist and dehumanizing. Native Americans are harmed by this practice by being in a hostile educational environment. I mean, their high school graduation rate is already the lowest. So, if there is something that is stereotypical and is negative, then it needs to be eliminated because it has nothing but negative for the people themselves. And they already are at the bottom because they, you know, we don't need even to go into why, mm-hmm. but they're already yeah. at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then if we're coming out using these names in a negative, even if they are intended that way, okay, it's in a negative, you know, it has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know? Now, that's what the Society of Indian Psychologists of America is saying. What do you think about that? I mean, that's another little twist on it.
I mean, you know? I feel like if they already, like, their graduation rate is mm-hmm. dropping, you know, like, they have all these problems with it. I feel mm-hmm. like they need to make more of an, I mean, I know this sounds horrible, like, they need to do something to, like, be like, you know what, this is the last straw, like, we've had enough, like, you know, I feel like they haven't really done anything to, like, really get out there.
But is that fair? We're talking about Native Americans. You know what their plight is. I mean, they're in worse shape than black and brown folks here.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, come on. You know, I mean, they have been abused.
It's just like nowadays people riot and, you know, start fuss about everything. So I feel like
that's
the only way that you get anything out there, you know. I mean.
But then their logic is like that could look bad on us.
That's right.
If because the whole thing.
That can be a double-edged sword.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, but Jasmine, you're right because it can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can really, you know, them moving forward in a forceful way to take a position on the use of Native American names can be misinterpreted in itself. And then everything negative is associated with those people.
Oh, true.
You forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, it's good to see that, you know, you all are coming from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel that the harm or the damage is intentional?
No, not at all.
Not at all. I don't believe it.
But I think when you hear it enough, when you hear this is, they don't like this, or when you hear it enough times from the people that are actually in that mm-hmm. tribe, you should get the hint
mm-hmm.
that maybe we should change something mm-hmm. about it. Like I said with the Atlanta Braves, change from a face to a symbol or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does using, in this last minute, a mascot reduce the people or that group to a caricature?
Yeah, it depends, like, how, like, you're talking about what the mascot looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They can definitely go a little too out there on what the actual Indian looks like. They'll add, like, feathers and all these weird different clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, they're wearing, like, regular clothes like we are.
They're pretty much like normal people.
Yeah, pretty much.
They don't go around.
Kind of like you said earlier with Florida State, how, like, the Seminoles help with the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they needed to start doing that, like, actually, like, look at what they actually look like and then kind of build off that instead of...
All right. Well, ladies, thanks. It's always a pleasure to have you. I appreciate you sharing your opinions. To my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.